And coming up next, Mickey Braney and Chris Acklin of Lush. This is an interview that was taped yesterday at the station. Lush appeared last night at Glam Slam for a few songs before the power shut down, and they'll be doing the show again tonight at Glam Slam. Lush is next on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's Lush on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. Love at First Sight. It's a tune that you'll find on the CD single Hypocrite, and Hypocrite being a song from the new album called Split from Reprise 4AD Records. I'm Chris DeRedis, Morning Becomes Eclectic, and with us in the studio, a couple of members of Lush, Mickey Braney and Chris Acklin. Chris Acklin being the drummer, Mickey doing vocals and guitar work, and last night they appeared at Glam Slam in downtown Los Angeles, and we're happy to have you guys in the studio with us.
Thanks.
Now, where did this song come from? I mean, this is a Stuart Moxham tune, right? But you really unearthed a gem, I think, with this.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to find a cover to do, and just wanted to, you know, it's quite difficult because if you pick anything that's sort of well known, then it's really difficult to improve on it. And so Emma tried to find the most obscure song she could find in her record collection. Mm. And she had this single, Love at First Sight, which was by The Gist.
One of several projects that Stuart Moxham.
Yeah, I think it was after the Young Marble Giants. And I think they only put out like two singles. I'm not even sure if they put out an album. I had two singles.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Gist either.
Yeah, but so we just covered that.
Now, why were you looking for a cover?
Because we always do a cover, really.
Seems to be the way now. We had two EPs in England. We had two EPs out on the same day, you know. So it was just, you know, a way of... It's quite fun as well, I think. I think you can relax a bit more with covers, you know. Have a bit more fun with them. Make them sound a little bit different.
Well, it does sound very different to me than what I'm hearing on Split, you know, and from you guys these days. And I think the difference is that I can really make out the lyrics very clearly. It's a simpler approach.
Mm, definitely. But that goes for the whole album, I think.
Really?
You know, as opposed to Spooky, which was very, you know, studio and effectsy and kind of bit much for some people. I mean, I quite like it, you know. I mean, I really like most of it. But a lot of people find it's too much, you know, that they couldn't get beyond the effects to the actual songs that were there under them. But just a matter of taste, I suppose. Mm. Whereas this is like much simpler. I mean, it's, you know, most of the songs are pretty stripped down.
Well, I understood that you guys had like 17 songs written for the album, and it was an album in search of a producer for a long time.
Yeah.
And why not produce it yourselves?
Because it's boring. I don't, you know, I don't know how to mic up a drum kit. I don't know, you know, it doesn't really interest me that much. And also, and I think, you know, people who produce themselves, I mean, you get bands like the Mary Chain or Curve.
And Valentine.
So they've all got their own studios,
yeah.
You know, Cocteau Twins as well. You know, so they've got, you know, they can kind of like do it whenever they want. You know, there's no real time pressure on them.
I think that's a danger in a way sometimes, because you spend as much time as you want. If you've got your own studio, there's not that sort of pressure of, you know, money or time, you know, we just do it when we want. So a lot of these bands just are striving for absolute perfection, you know.
And a lot of these bands are run by one or two people mainly.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there was never any question that Curve was just, you know, Tony and Dean.
Mm.
Mary Chain is just Jim and William, you know, and the Valentines is completely run really by Kevin.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then they're in a position where they can tell the rest of the band how they want the thing to sound, you know.
But in the case of Lush, it's more...
In the case of Lush, someone will probably punch your face in if you even try to criticise them in any way at all.
Or just sulk a lot.
Can you imagine me telling Emma how to play the guitar part? That would go down really well,
wouldn't
it?
It would go down badly.
Well, there's less of your writing on this album than in previous albums. The song that starts off the album is one of yours, and it's a favourite of mine on the album, Light from a Dead Star. It's a great title. Where did it come from?
Well, what was the book? Secret History. Secret History. Donna Tartt. It's just a line in that. I think.
A line in what?
A line in a book called Secret History. But John, who manages Verve, thought, well, I got it out of that book and thought it would be a really good title, so I stole it before he got the chance to give it to the band.
Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. In the middle of two from Lush from the UK, their new release on 4AD Reprise Records is called Split. Two from Lush, The Invisible Man, and Light from a Dead Star. This is from the Split CD from 4AD Reprise Records. I'm Chris DeRitas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Lush appeared last night at Glam Slam in downtown Los Angeles. We're joined in the studio by Mickey Bereny, vocalist and guitarist with the band, and Chris Ackland, the drummer. You guys have been together since the late 80s formally, but I understand that Emma Anderson, the other guitarist and vocalist with the band, and you, Mickey, have been friends since you were 14 years old.
Yeah.
And that you and Chris here have been dating, or were dating at the time, is that right?
Not when we were 14. No.
Yes.
I mean, I went to school with Emma, and then I met Chris when we went to Polytechnic. Don't have them anymore, do you? They're just universities
now.
Yeah,
when we were probably about 19, 20.
Yeah. And then I made the huge mistake of going out with Chris when I was 21, I think.
I guess you guys aren't dating still then.
No.
Thank the Lord.
Of my life.
Well, you didn't complain at the time.
I did.
He cried when I left him.
You did too.
Touched a nerve here.
Yeah.
So now it's more brotherly, sisterly?
I just hate her.
Exactly.
No, it's more like we get on quite well still. We get on better now than we did when we used to go out with each other, actually.
There's some interesting notes about you guys that I saw. One being that, Mickey, your mother is Japanese, your father's Hungarian, which is a wild sort of mix going on there.
Yeah.
And is it true that, Chris, you are a direct descendant of King Edward III? As in the
it
cigars?
Is.
The cigars, King Edward?
No, that's Edward VIII.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The potato, I think. No. Yeah, I am, actually. I think if you look back, this is what I was told, anyhow, that if you go
that's
back...
That's pretty early.
It's got to be great, but apparently he slept around a bit, so there's quite a lot of people who could sort of, like, date back to him. But I think it's right. The more the impressive one is that I'm actually a descendant of Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper?
Yeah.
So now is Jack the Ripper related to King Edward
III? No, he's another sort of distinguished. That's from another angle.
Different part of the family tree.
Yeah.
Never Never, that's from Lush, the album Split. It's on 4AD Reprise Records. I'm Chris DeRitas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. One of my favorite songs on this album you wrote, Mickey. It's a track called Undertow that it has such a great electricity to it. Where did this song come from?
It came from... This is the first time I've written on demand, actually, because I think, you know, previously Emma's always come up with a sort of, you know, Sweetness and Light and Nothing Naturally, sort of dancey tracks.
Groovy.
Yeah, you know, groovy, as you say. And, like, there wasn't one. We did all the demos and there wasn't one of these songs. And Ivo and Howard, well, Ivo from 4AD and Howard, who's our manager, were both sort of going, you know, I mean, it's a bit funny that you haven't got one of those sort of songs on, you know. And Emma was sort of just saying, oh, piss off and leave us alone. And in the end, I sort of thought, all right, I'll have a go.
And the percussion loop, that came from?
Oh, that's just a drum machine.
Mm.
I'm terrible at programming at that thing, but,
that's
you know,
so
I was just guessing.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm. Good guess.
Yeah, I know, it's fine. Pat myself on the back with that one.
That's Lush. Undertow is the track. It comes from Split, the new release on 4AD Reprise Records. I'm Chris DeRitas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. From Lush, we have Mickey Bereny and Chris Ackland. There's a song on the end of the album that that features some strings by Martin McCarrick of This Mortal Coil. You brought in a couple of arrangers to present strings on this album.
Yeah. Well, that was Mike's idea, really.
Mike Hedges.
Mike Hedges. Because he had... I mean, that was quite lucky, really, because he'd done work with strings before. I mean, he did, like, Banshee stuff, and...
He did a sort of Mark Almond album that was...
Yeah.
Just him and South, they used
yeah,
strings.
A lot of strings.
Exactly, so he was, you know, pretty familiar with these people, and so it was his idea to get two of them in, you know, to give them different songs and see what they come up with. So we had Audrey Riley, and she did, like, three, and Martin McCarrick did three.
Mm.
And, it was good.
It was great. Because I think with Robin, you know, like, if we were going to add anything, he was always doing it with effects, and it was always sort of...
He hates strings as well.
Things, and I think if we wanted to build on anything, you know, we'd get a percussionist in, and we'd get strings in, so it was part of that.
Yeah.
It's a bit more, everything was a bit more natural, really, right. You know.
It's sort of grounding in a way, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you guys taking some time this morning to drop by, and congratulations on the record.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck with it.
Thanks.
It's Mickey Brainy and Chris Ackland of Lush on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. We're listening to Lush. Again, my thanks to Mickey Brainy and Chris Ackland of the band for joining us on the show. Lush appeared last night at Glam Slam for a show that was aborted due to a power failure. They're performing tonight at Glam Slam to make good the show from last night. They start at 10 o'clock tonight at Glam Slam, 333 South Boylston in downtown. My thanks to Rich Holtzman.